Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So out of the blue, here comes Debbie Gibson acting like a diva. Did you see what I just did there?
Yeah.
Do you remember that Debbie Gibson song? Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought that might have dated me a little bit, but okay.
A little bit.
She is training for Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
And apparently has been acting like a diva.
Ugh.
Source tells the site Radar Online, Debbie seems to have some entitlement issues because she used to be a huge pop star. She's acting like her background in dance makes her a shoo-in to win, but she hasn't been working as hard as some of the other contestants, so she could be surprised. Debbie has been bossy and rude to production staff.
See, here's the key words. Used to be.
Right.
A big pop star.
I want her to wear her classic Debbie Gibson hat.
Okay.
She does go by Deborah now, though. You did know that, right?
Really?
She's been on Broadway and stuff. So
why does she go by Deborah now?
I don't know. That's what I heard tell. Yeah.
Well, I don't mind because they always bring in the divas on Dancing with the Stars, and it's actually fun to watch when they get all diva and stuff.
But, well, it makes it entertaining. That's
yeah,
part
exactly.
Of the show.
We'll just see what happens when they hit the dance floor. But Niall Horan says that One Direction's first show was a disaster.
Oh.
He told the BBC that I never want to talk about that gig again. It was the worst night of my life, the worst One Direction show ever.
Wow.
We refused to talk about it ever since. He said, remembering the night with pain, despite the show itself actually getting pretty decent reviews, it was a disaster. We were just a joke. Anything that we rehearsed just went out the window.
Oh, my goodness.
It was our first ever gig, and we just didn't know what was going on.
This does not sound good.
Well, they were put together because of the X Factor in
right.
the UK.
Yeah.
And they didn't come up as a band. They probably didn't even have time to work together
right.
and work the kinks out. They were probably just like, all right, guys,
and
we're
go.
Doing this big
you
show.
You guys are cute.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it. That's so funny. Well, I mean, it seems like they've all kind of figured themselves out.
Yeah,
they're all
I think
doing their
so.
Own thing now, so that's good. Well, this is interesting to me. So we talked about the iPhone X last week
yeah.
and how it's going to be about a grand or so.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Derulo, who you would think would be able to afford that, said he's cheap and he's going to buy the new iPhone, but not yet. He's going to wait a couple of months. He says, I like my things to be on the lower end. Mm. I'd be cool if it's in the 850 range. So
$850 yeah. is still a lot of money.
It is still a lot of money, but I think these days you can't get a smartphone much less than that. It
That's
seems kind of like you are because they wrap them into your plan
yeah.
often, but
yep.
it's kind of just is what it is. So.
Yep. You're still paying for
it's
it.
It's the world so. We live in, man. yeah.